Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The African Meeting House, the oldest standing black church in America, reopens to the public today for the first time in 6 years. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the rededication of a building that helped shape Boston's and American history.
The three-story brick building is tucked in a courtyard off Joy Street on the north slope of Beacon Hill. That's where Boston's free black population came together in the 18th century, where they formed the Bucks of America in the 1770s to defend Boston during the American Revolution. Built in 1806, the African Meeting House is a brick-and-mortar as well as a cultural and historical reminder of black presence in America and the rough road to freedom for some of its early patriots.
There is a wonderful
A musical tribute by Sweet Honey in the Rock during a private rededication ceremony this week captured the essence of the building's powerful legacy. A difficult but rich history that is little told. Slavery and the self-emancipation of free black people who organized on behalf of brothers and sisters who were still enslaved. The building is a vivid reminder of a black history in America that is as old as America itself.
It's always been such a special place to me.
Beverly Morgan Welsh is executive director of the Museum of African American History, which owns the historic property.
I've never not felt the power of the history and the perseverance and the struggle and the sacrifice and the brilliance and the ideas that lived in this place. This space meant many things.
It served as a meeting place for the abolitionist movement. It was where escaped slave Frederick Douglass, the famed orator, spoke out against slavery along with the founder of the Massachusetts Anti-Slavery Society, William Lloyd Garrison. Museum of African American History scholar Lois Brown.
In the age of slavery, people of faith like those who joined this church believe strongly that after worshiping God, the next most holy cause that they must embrace was the abolition of slavery. It is no accident that this church was instrumental to the abolitionist enterprise.
It's also where the all-black 54th and 55th Regiments and the 5th Cavalry were recruited to fight for the North in the Civil War. The 5,300-square-foot interior has been meticulously restored to look as it did in 1855. That's the oldest appearance that can be documented. Of the pews that now fill the sanctuary, two are original. The others are replicas, though slightly larger to accommodate today's larger body size. The floors are original.
They actually come from Old West Church. These are the floors of the American Revolution, and these are the floors of the abolitionist movement. When we say Frederick Douglass walked here, he actually walked here. We have done nothing but clean these floors.
Now that it's fully restored, Boston Mayor Tom Menino says the African Meeting House is once again truly a beacon on the hill, and
it takes its proper place alongside Old North Church, the Old South Meeting House, Paul Revere's house, the Old State House.
All national historic landmarks that define the city of Boston and the nation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.